USA Radio News.
The president was in Iowa today where he led a discussion on developing America's workforce. The president was then in Granite City, Illinois, where he toured a U.S. steel facility that was reopened after being closed for 2 years. The president also had a message for the cheaters around the world.
We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore.
Facebook lost $119 billion of its value today, marking it the biggest one-day loss in U.S. market history. The company's shares plunged $41, or 19%, to close the day at $176.26. CNET's Dan Patterson has other ideas why Facebook may have dropped.
WhatsApp is growing, that Instagram is growing, but the privacy stuff just kind of lingers for the company, and this costs time, energy, and money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.